Welcome to the Talented Learning Show podcast series, episode 76, with independent learning tech analyst John Lay. Today I interview Vlad Grigoriou, founder and CEO of Code of Talent, about the current state of AI-infused microlearning. You can find more of our fiercely independent content at talentedlearning.com. Well, welcome back, listeners, and thank you very much for tuning in to the 76th episode of the Talented Learning Show. On this show, I am fortunate to interview experts in learning technology from both the vendor and the practitioner points of view, and today is no different. Today, our guest expert is Vlad Grigoriou, founder and CEO of an exciting learning system startup called Code of Talent. Vlad and Code of Talent are pushing the limits of what is possible with microlearning systems and artificial intelligence. AI, of course, is having an enormous impact on the LMS and learning system market in general, enhancing content authoring, automation, administrating, reporting, content recommendations, and really much more. Well, microlearning is not immune to this innovation, as we're going to learn today. The AI enhancements have enabled microlearning, a great idea for a long time that was just difficult to implement due to technology and the time it took to create microlearning platforms, is now be easy to create, deploy, and measure right alongside your corporate LMS for employees or for extended enterprise. Well, if you want to learn more, keep listening. Let's get going, Vlad. Welcome to the Talented Learning Show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, somehow we made it through 75 episodes, Vlad, and we have never talked about microlearning. And I don't know if that's criminal or what, but we're going to solve that today. We're going to solve that today with you. But anyway, let's start at the top. You have a new organization. You're probably not well known as a fairly new organization. So why don't we start at the top? Why don't you tell us about Code of Talent, who you are, and your mission in the field of microlearning there?
Thank you. Thank you, John. I think it sounds like a good start. So in a few words, Code of Talent is an AI-powered microlearning solution that was designed with a mission to revolutionize corporate e-learning, if you'd like. And what we mean by that is really about making corporate e-learning or corporate learning in general, if you'd like, because it's going digital more and more, to make it exceptionally easy, engaging, and effective. It's not just one of the E's, but it's all three E's. Practically, we've built a number of AI capabilities to enable a few things, content authoring in particular, and deep customization of this content in order to ensure 100% relevance for learners when it comes to their needs and jobs and what they need to learn and how that particular skill set or knowledge would help them on the job. We believe so much in relevance and personalization that we actually offer zero off-the-shelf generic courses. And so every course is created by our customers in 100% tailored manner. This is Code of Talent in a few words.
Interesting. Well, why don't we take even another step up? Tell me what microlearning is. It sounds like a small topic.
Well, microlearning has been gaining ground, as we know, in the last few years, right? And it's really a form of learning that delivers content in small bite-sized chunks that are typically easy to digest and understand. And microlearning probably has two particular characteristics, is multi-device and multimedia. If you would ask anybody, they'd probably say the same thing. So when it comes to being multi-device, we think of mobile learning as being key. And of course, all the other devices are equally important, but mobile learning is very particular because it's all about the convenience of learning. When it comes to multimedia, it's typically visual because the content is more condensed, and it's also used on the go. And we always mention, when we talk about microlearning, we think along the lines of learning in the flow of work or learning in the flow of life. And so this is basically, in a few words, what microlearning is about. Now, if we were to deep dive a bit more into the benefits of microlearning, I would mention that this is not just a buzzword. It's a proper methodology that is here to stay. And why is that? I'll give you a few reasons why. And this is because this is what we do. And this is the essence of what we do. So it's not just a fad. And it's something that we're substantially building upon as a methodology. So basically, microlearning is all about learning in this 3 to 7 minute chunks that match the way our brain operates today. And it's really about the working memory of the modern learner's brain and the level of attention span that we all know it's really reduced down to minutes, right? Not to mention sometimes it's seconds. And this is the reason why it's gotta be more visual, it's gotta be more interactive. And these are specific to microlearning. Now, we do have a lot of research data and studies that demonstrate the power and the value of microlearning. For example, about 80% of learning and development professionals tend to favor microlearning nowadays because their learners love it, right? So, you know, compared to traditional e-learning courses or even classroom experiences that are pretty lengthy and tiresome and energy consuming and time consuming, microlearning can really be highly efficient. I mean, it can speed up the development process by up to 300%. Some studies say it can also cut time and costs down to at least 50%. And also, which is very important nowadays when we speak about learning, it really enhances learning experience because being mobile, you know, utilizing interactive apps and all sorts of gamified interactive learning experiences, the engagement can be substantially higher because it's not a boring and repetitive kind of learning experience that we often, unfortunately, see in happening in traditional learning environments. So this is a bit about microlearning.
So a regular, to summarize, to make sure I understand it, so a regular e-learning course, a typical one might be what, a half hour or an hour long, and you know, you're like a page turner, and you have this content. In contrast, a microlearning course is going to be short burst of content. But say you have an hour. Here's what I don't ever understand about microlearning. So say you have an hour of content the traditional way. Do you still have an hour of content in microlearning, but it's just chunked into smaller pieces? Is that how to think about it? Or is the actual learning itself different that you need less of it to be effective? What are your thoughts on that?
It's both of these. So on one hand, it might be an hour, but imagine that hour being distributed alongside, I don't know, it could be a 10-day learning journey or a 20-day learning journey or a 2-day learning journey. So it's, you know, technically you could think in terms of kind of breaking up that 1 hour of content into smaller bite-sized learning pieces. But it's not just that, it's also the form, the interaction, the way in which that content is being delivered. For example, when it comes to the way Code of Talent, authors and delivers the microlearning experience, we have multiple kind of tools and techniques that we utilize. For example, you know, it's not just a 3 to 7 minute piece of content, but it's always interactive and actionable. So we've done a lot of research and iterations, and we have designed about 10 to 12 different type of micro learning experiences. So you have the same, I don't know, three minute kind of a chunk of content, but that could be an application focused task. It could be a question, it could be an idea generation type of of learning experience. It could be a poll, it could be a quiz, it could be you know, more comprehensive survey, it could be a micro assessment, it could be a peer exercise, it could be a real life experience where you're supposed to upload a video in which you share your experience or feedback from a customer. So when we think at Code of Talent in terms of the difference between traditional e-learning and the way in which we create and deliver a microlearning experience, the difference could be tremendous. So it's not just the 1 hour being broken down in smaller chunks, but it's the entire learning experience, which is basically re-engineered to really impact the way in which the modern learner actually acquires information and knowledge, but also the way in which the modern learner applies the information and knowledge. And this kind of gets us down to the promise of Code of Talent, and which is all about transforming knowing into doing. So there's a lot of application of that knowledge that we want to achieve. And you know, by the way, our slogan is from learners to performers. And I think this is the essence of how we see and understand microlearning and how we do microlearning at Code of Talent.
Interesting. So the length is different. The learning strategies are different. And so do you think that microlearning is appropriate for all the learning that an employee needs to do? Or do you find that it's more targeted towards, I don't know, special or more strategic programs that you focus on certain applications? How do you see clients doing this? Are they just go micro for everything, or is it more of a blended approach and trying to use it strategically? What has been your experience?
Well, we see a lot of experimentation and interest towards microlearning, both more strategic as well as more tactical. And I will dive a bit into it. Blended as well. So I would say beyond any doubt that the most powerful learning experience in terms of effectiveness of the process, performance of the process, impact, value, return on investment, whatnot, is a combination of human face-to-face interaction blended with digital microlearning experience. Now, this, the way in which it is blended, or it could be blended, can also take multiple forms. It could be multiple interventions, face-to-face interventions and sessions combined with digital learning experience and an application of that knowledge in between this face-to-face interactions or sessions. It could take various forms depending on the vision, the type of content, the depth of that particular content, the strategic kind of importance of that program, because, you know, if you're talking about a leadership, change management, driven type of program, you will probably want to have a lot more face-to-face social interaction, because that kind of generates alignment and modeling the right behaviors and whatnot. But in general, I would say that microlearning is super effectively applied in settings such as those related to frontline staff, where you have distributed workforce, you know, sales organizations, people that are at all times busy, traveling in the field, in production, where you cannot really afford to take people out of production. And it's not just the cost of the logistics, because that could be a pretty significant cost as well nowadays, especially when we see, I don't know, when we're dealing with multiple local locations and distributed workforce and so on. But it's also the cost of you know, lost productivity or lost revenue and whatnot. So this is where microlearning can be extremely effective and efficient, because it only requires, I don't know, 3 to 7 minutes of a person's time now and maybe later on today, a bit of this each day and so on. Now, what's really interesting here, and sometimes it may be even counterintuitive, is that you could see a lot of performance, like business related, on the job performance, only by using a few minutes of a micro learning experience. And this is super super valuable. And in order to really kind of have, when it comes to Code of Talent and the way we try to kind of multiply this benefit of having, on one hand, just capturing just a little bit of time, but also at the same time generating a lot of value, is by taking an action-oriented approach to this learning experiences. Well, what I mean by that is that we provide just a bit of knowledge, like a condensed pill of knowledge related to, I don't know, a sales pitch, a sales task, a customer experience task, could be a leadership task, related task, could be any kind of learning content that we transfer within just two paragraphs or a short video. But then what we invite the learner to do is to do something about it, something that is relevant to the very job or the very task of that person within that, during that particular day. So it's 100% work related. There's nothing artificial, invented, or irrelevant. And when we ask a learner to come up with a feedback from a customer or to share learnings related to maybe what worked that day or what didn't work, or the big questions that he or she needs to invite their peers to help answer, everything is 100% job related and work related. And this is the reason why we not only take a person out of production, but we engage that person, not just in the learning process, but in the actual execution process. So we combine both of these worlds, and at the end of the day, we were able to generate significant value and return on investment.
Interesting. So it sounds like, to create one of these programs, a micro learning program, it could be a lot of work. You might have to break this thing into 15 pieces, come up with the content, schedule, and deliver it to the users. I mean, all that sounds great from a learning standpoint, but it seems like a lot of work from a content authoring perspective. What are your thoughts on that? That's a loaded question, audience.
Well, of course, it is a lot of work, right? But thanks to AI and what really this new technologies can do, we actually really are able to produce all that work and output nowadays in a matter of minutes, sometimes
seconds.
Of course, it really depends on the program. It really depends on the content. But Code of Talent is all built around artificial intelligence. So for us, artificial intelligence is not just a buzzword, something that came to our minds last year as a result of the new LLMs that were came to the market and that everybody kind of jumped on. We have been working on AI and with AI for years, almost from the very inception of the solution, about 5 years ago. So I would even dare to say that we're almost an AI native kind of solution. And all that work, which is not just a quantitative sort of big amount of work, but it's also a creative, qualitative way of structuring it, re-engineering it, you know, building all these different micro learning missions and diverse types of experiences, it's all embedded into the Code of Talent AI engine, which can literally produce this 100% almost ready to go program in a couple of minutes. And it's got 100 ingredients into it, from you know, the right structure to the right gamification mechanics, including points and levels and milestones and missions, all the way to the way in which the experience is practically deployed and executed. So everything is basically, and not to mention, which is probably what I should have started with, 100% customized and personalized when it comes to the customer business. And this is really key to what we do, because I was mentioning in the beginning that 100% of the content and 100% of the courses that we provide are tailored, are customized to the needs and specifics of the company, the business, you know, the department, the function, the job, the KPIs that the learner and, you know, within their environment have to deliver on. So this is where the AI comes into play.
Wow. So let me get this right. A content author doesn't have to necessarily know the content. The AI engine is going to write the content that could even be proprietary to the organization and their products and services, write the content, create the micro learning, do the chunking, create the whole program, source graphics, video, put all this together, the gamification mechanics, and measure this, and AI is doing that for the most part. It's building all that. Is that right?
Pretty much so, John. So what we do, imagine that, you know, all our mechanisms and best practices and learnings and all these different parameters and variables that we derive from everything that we do are all boiled down, distilled down into a methodology. Now, all that methodology is feeding the AI engine to really produce this output. If possible, you know, our vision is to get it so right that the instructional designer, or, you know, the L&D, the corporate HR, whoever is utilizing Code of Talent, would be able to literally have 100% of the job done by the AI, and just play this, you know, supervision role and just literally make sure that it's all running smoothly within the organization. Now, back to your question related to what type of content, whether, you know, a customer's proprietary content can be utilized as well or not. We have two distinct processes when it comes to creating the micro-learning programs or content. One is by uploading an existing proprietary content that, you know, a company may have. And we have lots of examples and use cases here. Probably some of the most frequently encountered are related to, you know, onboarding practices, compliance, procedures, but also product training. There's a lot of product training. So any type of content that is what we call static, that sits in a static manner in documents, you know, PDFs and Word documents and PowerPoints and whatnot, that type of content can be uploaded in Code of Talent, and, you know, Code of Talent can trigger all these different AI generation processes and will produce a ready to go, fully, you know, functional, implementable, operational learning process that also includes visuals, because the visuals are also generated by the AI, and they are also tailored to the content. So yeah, and the second capability is where you do not start by uploading any content, and you just input a few kind of needs or parameters, because we our approach, and again, is pretty different than the approach of any conventional or traditional e-learning platform out there, meaning that we take a need-based approach or a goal-based approach, and you know, we ask, like, the first input is, what is the learning or improvement needs or goal that you have that you want this program to help address? And it could be a skill set, or it could be a performance KPI. So if I want my team to increase, I don't know, conversion rates in the sales process, or if I want my leaders or my first-time managers to improve their leadership skills, you know, we start from there. And then based on some additional information related to the company, the specifics, the audience, and so on and so forth, our AI engine starts to really build out that entire ready-to-go, you know, ended product.
Wow. 30 years ago when I was sitting in instructional design school, if I would have known this, I might have chosen a different path. Let's see how the world's unfolding. It's just amazing that all that work, everything I learned how to do is now can be automated. But I think an important point to make that maybe it's not clear to the audience, and that is a micro-learning platform is not a learning management system, though they share features, because you're tracking, you're delivering learning, and you're tracking and keeping, you know the reporting mechanisms of that. But it's not an LMS. It can be standalone, but most typically it augments a learning management system. It kind of sits alongside or on top and peacefully coexists for those strategic projects that we were talking about, leadership development or anything that's inside an organization. Is that a correct assumption, Vlad?
Yes, it is. I mean, most of our customers have some sort of legacy, traditional learning management systems in place. And some of them have actually multiple such systems. I think we've encountered companies that have 10, 12 different learning management systems.
Yeah, me too.
And that can get pretty complicated and complex. And then they're still left with problems and gaps, you know, paradoxically. But what we do, most of the cases, we do augment the existing, I don't know, learning practices or processes or solutions. And the number one difference between Code of Talent as a micro-learning platform and probably other micro-learning platforms versus learning management systems or solutions is that we are not a general purpose, you know, administrative heavy, you know, all-in-one kind of solution. We do a lot of things, and we do have customers who have realized that, you know, less is more in this world, that they do not want an army of L&D folks, not to mention that most of the companies only have a handful of L&D people, right? And actually, as a stat, which is quite interesting, and it's very relevant to our conversation here, on average, there is only one learning and development person within a corporate environment for an average of about 330 employees. But that's very limited resources to manage all these, you know, learning challenges, which are growing, right? So Code of Talent as a micro-learning solution is typically augmenting, is enhancing, and sometimes solving the most important problems that learning management systems do not solve, which is to really focus on the application of learning in a very pragmatic, you know, real-time manner with measurable results. Because what learning management systems do, and they've been invented particularly for larger organizations, they bring together everything. They bring together, you know, the workforces from different entities and different geographies into one big solution. They bring together different sources of learning. They bring together different tools and different capabilities, and they have this extensive reporting and also additional capabilities that go all the way to, I don't know, organizing classroom lessons and blended experiences and measuring and tracking time per employee and whatnot. We are only solving what we believe are the most meaningful problems and challenges that actually create sometimes most of the value for the people and for the business.
All right, excellent. So you have your existing LMSs, you find your strategic programs, you lay your micro learning on top of that, the AI creates it, so you pay for itself by the reduced cost and times of actually creating the content. And since you're picking high value type programs, you're getting the rest of the value there. And so that's how organizations justify it and want to make the investment, because it adds that incremental value to their solution. Another point, we're out of time, so I'll as always in these interviews, it goes quick because I get too interested. I think the application of this, especially since you can load up proprietary information, makes it more than just employee learning, because all a customer and partner learning and external learning to an organization is all about proprietary products and services, and be able to develop that quickly, rapidly, and roll that out to your customers, you know, also has extreme value. So, you know, this micro learning approach is really for all the corporate audiences, employees, customers, prospects, and partners. All you need is a special project to get it going. And so there's our last question, or my last question for you, Vlad. So I'm inside an L&D, and I'm listening to this podcast, and I'm like, I'm sold. I need to do some micro learning. What would be the first steps an organization? What would you advise to be the first step to get into the micro learning world quickly, since we're out of time?
Well, I think that would be a demonstration. It would be a practical demonstration that we could do in no time, in a matter of minutes, really, to show how we could actually help solve you know, the challenge, the problem, the need of that L&D person. You can take any of these use cases, more strategic, more tactical, for any type of internal or external audience, as you just mentioned. And we could really demonstrate the power of Code of Talent. And AI is a part of it. And we could do basically the whole demonstration end-to-end, from authoring all the way to just, you know, getting started with a learning and application process, because we can onboard that person in this trial in a minute. So all right. It's all that powerful.
All right. Well, there you have it. And another thing that we haven't talked about that is really unique with the Code of Talent solution is you can go right now to codeoftalent.com, and the very first thing you see is the AI engine asking you what type of content that you want to create, and you can try it out right now, and it gets delivered to your email, and you get access into the Code of Talent, and you can see one of these micro learning courses built out on a topic of your choice, and that's something, quite frankly, I haven't seen anywhere in the industry that allows you to do that level of trying. So for those of you that are a little bit interested in micro learning, a little bit interested in AI, this is a great chance to get your hands dirty and actually see it working live with topics of your choice. And I encourage you to go do that right now. It'll be fun to do it. And if you like it, I'm sure, as Vlad just mentioned, they'd be glad to engage in more specifically with your organization. So there you have it. After 76 episodes, we finally got to micro learning, and it's a long episode, ironically. But hope you found value, audience, in learning about this and the applications of micro learning and how it can take your learning to the next level, and not just being about learning, but being about doing and performing. And that's pretty cool. Vlad, thanks very much for joining us today on the Talented Learning Show. It was great to have you here and learn about your expertise. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate having me. Thank you very much, John.
Well, thank you, Vlad. It was a pleasure to have you here virtually and learn more about the power of microlearning, artificial intelligence. Fascinating stuff, how fast technology and innovation is proceeding right now in 2024. Audience, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you now see the power of microlearning and how it could enhance your special learning projects at your organization. If you want to try out Coda Talent right now for free and have AI build your first microlearning course, you can do that at codatalent.com. Super easy. Of course, you can navigate to talentedlearning.com for more of our fiercely independent research and content on all things learning systems. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you soon on the next. Thank you.